Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband. It's his birthday today. He's nearly 35. Chris
I'm
Ramsey.
Not nearly. I'm literally just turned 34 a number of hours ago. It's August 3rd as we're recording this. I don't know when you're listening to it, but it's August 3rd. I'm 34. Genuinely, wasn't really sure how old I was when I woke up. You asked me, are you 34?
Well, we're the same year.
And I said, I think I am. I'm not sure.
Well, I'm not being funny. Everyone knows your identity now.
Oh.
There goes your anonymity.
There we go. That's the quickest fuck up you've ever made on your words. You just took your socks off while
I'm
we're sitting here.
I'm sweating, mate. I'm absolutely.
Out of nowhere, you just produced two socks from under the table.
They're like the cashmere ones, the dead posh. Oh, just took the label off them this morning.
Hell, someone's doing all right.
I got sent them, actually.
I'm slumming it on my birthday, which we'll get back to, and you're bloody fanning around the house in cashmere socks. Thinking
they're really slippy.
Oh, yeah, you're like bloody Ferris Bueller sliding across the floor in a shot, playing air guitar on my birthday. Guys, thank you so much for listening. It is episode 76. Thank you for coming back. Please continue to rate, like, and subscribe. We absolutely love yous. Before we continue, it is time for this week's lucrative sponsor.
I'm excited. Do you know why I'm looking forward to this week? Because I heard you from the other room doing a voice.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what was he doing? I came in, I thought you were on the phone. I said, what are you doing? He went, I'm practicing me slogan.
I'm just practicing. It's just a slogan.
So, honestly, I'm intrigued.
Honestly, Rosie, lower your expectations right now.
Always
right?
Do, Chris.
They got in touch with these guys this week. It's a very, very short brief, very topical. They just got in touch, and I've just got to knock the brief out, and I've just got to move on.
Right,
that's all it is. Yeah.
Right,
this week's sponsor is Visit Spain. No, don't.
Viva España! No, don't turn around.
Get off that fucking plane now. Get off. Get back in the airport.
You'll not be getting your lounger money back, sir. Not today.
Enjoy the rain.
Yeah, it's shit, isn't it?
Oh, horrible. What's going on?
Get yourselves back on holiday. Come on, let's get everything back. No! Come back now. Get back here.
Psych!
Twats.
So there you go.
So just for everyone whose holidays have been absolutely scarpered, especially my sister Kate, who, bless her, has hardly seen anyone at all during the whole lockdown.
She took isolating to a new level in case she got a temperature taken in the airport and then they told her she couldn't go. Fucking bless her, man. Bless you all. Genuinely, we're just laughing if not would cry. If you've lost a holiday, man, we're so sorry. Oh my God. It's just the worst.
Yeah.
It's just the worst.
It is. What can you do?
But we're here for you. We're still here.
We haven't been on holiday.
Nah.
We were meant to be in Cyprus a few weeks ago.
Mm.
We didn't go.
Yeah, but ours is at the height of it now. It's just really annoying. It's like, if you've got a private jet, you can go to Spain. But if not, go fuck yourself. So harsh.
Oh, the jingle.
Fucking hell.
Sorry. I wonder why you stopped talking.
Jesus.
Yes. Should I do it in Spanish? For everyone missing Spain.
I'm looking forward to seeing you attempt this, yes.
That's
not right. Just play it. Just
go
no.
French all the time.
That's just you know.
Jingle.
But you what? Was that all
air?
But jingle.
Jingle.
So she just shouted. She put her hands in the air like a matador and shouted jingle instead of all air. That's shocking. That's terrible. We'll not be allowed back. No wonder we're not allowed there. Stop doing it. Just doing it with our hands. Christ.
Yeah, mambo.
Right. That's enough. Right. Just play the jingle. Fuck me. Good God. Oh, I know.
We had a fight about the jingle.
Jingle.
We couldn't settle on a jingle.
Jingle.
So this is the jingle.
Jingle.
We hope you like the jingle.
Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed. We're very happy to have you here. Happier than you'll ever know. to be honest.
We really are. We really are.
Keeping us sane, you guys.
We are recording on a Monday at the moment. So obviously, like, you know, like four or five days, depending on how you work it out, before it actually goes out. Tell them why, Rosie.
Oh, well. Well, I'll tell you why, Chris. Because
I know why.
Bloody us. I mean, we said we were going to do it, but we bloody only went and did it. We bought a motorhome.
We bought a motorhome, didn't we?
Toot, toot.
Don't know what that was.
It's me.
You're so excited.
It's just a dream come true.
You've always wanted a caravan, and we're settled on motorhome. Mm-hmm. You say settled. Mm-hmm.
It was a lot more expensive than a caravan.
Yeah, but you were paying, so that's not my problem.
Yeah. Princess and the Pea, though, wouldn't settle for a caravan.
There's just something about it. I don't know, a motorhome just seems cooler.
It is a lot cooler, actually.
Yeah, just love it. I do really like it. I mean, I haven't been anywhere in it yet. We've only been on the drive. And we pulled it onto the grass yesterday, didn't we?
Yeah.
Just set the awning up and everything and practice all we're arguing before we get to the site.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get it all out of our system.
We'll be mentioning that a little bit later on, Chris.
Oh, there we go.
So
that was fun.
Just want to put this out here for y'all. Chris ruined motorhome day for me.
I didn't ruin. I did not slag off the motorhome. It was the awning on the side that upset us.
Don't. We'll get to that.
Oh, will we now?
Thank you very much.
Will we now?
Yes.
Will we now?
It's going to be a shredded beef this week.
Shredded beef. Shredded beef. On my birthday.
Broke my heart.
On my birthday as well.
It is your birthday today.
It is.
Have you mentioned that yet?
No, I haven't. Do you know what? Genuinely, every single time, and we've talked about how people, you know, as you get older, you don't treat your birthday like a big deal. And I wouldn't be allowed, if I could, I wouldn't be allowed. Because today has been a farce.
It's been
a giant fuck-off of the highest order. I've known nothing like it. Well, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you the levels and layers of disappointment that have come to me on this, the day of my birth.
Right.
The 34th annual day of my birth.
Great.
What happened is, it's the thing that's made us really sad. It's not the fact that all of me presents are apparently not here yet. They're in the post. Rosie's actually even brought through the little intercom phone.
Yes.
Yeah, she's got it next to her, pretending that someone's going to knock on the door with these imaginary presents that
I'm
not getting.
They are waiting for them to come.
Bollocks. Right, so nothing there. Nothing for the little lad to open on the day. Wasn't even that I didn't have a little
34.
Gift. Wasn't even that I didn't have a little gift. It wasn't even that I came down. You said I could have a lie in, then you just told us to get up with you anyway. So then I came downstairs.
That never happened.
I did. You were like, you never lie in. Then you were like, do you want a cup of tea in bed or do you want to come downstairs with us? Come downstairs with us. I was like, well, that's fucking heavily implied. So here I go.
Great. Well, you're stupid.
Came down. Had to sit in the living room for 10 minutes while you made me a card in the office. That was good. So the cup of tea didn't come while you went on the computer, my computer, and used my printer and printed out a picture of Darth Vader and stuck it on a card.
Yesterday,
on a bit of A4 white
yesterday
paper.
After our argument, I said to you, I need to go to the shops, and you said, because we're made up by this, you were like, why do you need to go to the shops? I was like, Chris, to be totally honest with you, I haven't got your birthday card. You went, I don't care about birthday cards, they're not important to me.
Yeah,
I knew you'd throw this back in my face.
Do you know what I do care about in the morning though? Me cup of coffee that I was promised. I came down half a kip and had to sit in the corner of the living room while you fucking Neil Buchanan'd it around in the office, arts and crafts, fucking Mr. Maker, gluing bits of shit together. That was great.
Ben wanted to make it.
It wasn't even, the layers of disappointment keep coming, guys. It wasn't even the fact that asked us what I wanted from your breakfast, said you'd make his birthday breakfast. I said bacon sarnie, didn't have any bread. So I had to walk around the corner to the shop for my own bread on the morning of my birthday.
Oh, God forbid.
I got myself a little birthday Twix, right? I put it on my Twitter. I got a little birthday Twix.
Uh-huh.
I'd eat it in the living room, in the kitchen, just over the bin, in case the bin came in and wanted any of that.
Great. It's not my fault.
Yeah. No? Well, no, I suppose.
Thank you.
But, you know, there could have been some Twixes in the cupboard. Why not some Twixes in the cupboard?
I'm trying to be good.
Yeah. It isn't even the fact that you said... It isn't even the fact that you said to me, hey, I tell you what, I'll get you lovely. I'm going to go out today and get some food from a posh little supermarket for the camper van holiday.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get you a nice birthday cake, right? Wasn't even the fact that that then turned into, actually, Chris, I'm going later on. Can you go out and get a birthday cake? So I literally, just before recording this podcast, nipped out in the car to buy me own cake like a fucking loser. As I'm leaving, Rosie said, genuinely, get some candles as well. I'm going to get me own birthday candles. It wasn't even all of that, right? It wasn't even all of that. The real reason I'm really sad is I stood in the supermarket looking at the birthday cakes on my own, and I wasn't even excited. Do you know why? Because I've been having one a week since lockdown started. I spoiled myself. Rosie, I'd had them all.
I know.
I looked at all the little birthday, you know, the little like sort of 6 quid birthday cakes. I'd had them all. I was like, yeah, I've had that. Yeah, celebration Aww. Cake. One with balloons. Had it. Chocolate one. Had it. One with stars on. Had it. So I got, and I'm quite proud of myself. I mean, it was the saddest thing ever. I was genuinely embarrassed at the self-service in Sainsbury's. Well, I got a unicorn cake, a double-layered Madeira unicorn cake in a purple box.
I'm just a bit embarrassed for you because I put on social media this morning that was your birthday.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I mean, I'm not trying to assume here, but I think where we live is quite a small town and a lot of people know who we are.
Oh, the ladies in Sainsbury's were looking and laughing.
They'll know it's your birthday.
They pointed. One of them pointed. One of them pointed and said something, and I guarantee it was something along the lines of, poor fucker's buying his own cake. And he's actually bought a purple boxed fucking unicorn cake, which I'm sure only 12-year-old girls like. So that's bon anniversary.
Happy fucking birthday.
Hey, but it's all right though. It doesn't matter because I'm going on holiday tomorrow. Art in a motorhome doesn't count.
Hey, we said that was our birthday present to each other, from each other.
Nah, I'm didn't really we? I'm really excited. I'm really
right. Okay, and I just want to leave this here, not really mention it again. But last year on my birthday, you weren't here.
Where was I?
You were dancing. Your fat ass was on the telly dancing. So up yours.
Okay.
Fair right. Enough. You weren't even here. I had to wake up by myself. Okay. Robin didn't have a clue. Stop, you're such a spoiled little brat.
Oh, man, I'm joking, man.
Yeah, as well, I say,
the main thing I'm upset about is that the cake wasn't even exciting because genuinely, I was not exaggerating. I've been on a birthday cake a week since this all happened. So that's why I've bought a fucking unicorn cake. Sweet 16 unicorn.
Did you get some candles?
No, I forgot.
Oh, well, that's going to be fun.
Good.
How are you going to blow your candles? That'll make your wish.
Some joss sticks in the top or some incense or something.
We'll see. Babadoo, 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 ba. So we've got a new motorhome. Yep, going away tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what you called me? Because I had a little shot of it around the block.
Yeah, well, not only did you have a little shot of it around the block, when we sort of pulled it onto the grass yesterday and had to go like under trees and everything, you were doing all the like hanging out the window like a trucker reversing and everything.
Yeah.
Nessa. You look like
Jordy Nessa.
Nessa off Gavin and Stacey, just in your truck, just sitting there.
I did find that very funny. I put it on my Instagram. It was funny because I put it on there and loads of people were like, we've got one. My husband won't let us drive it, blah, 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 blah. And I've never understood this whole female, male driving thing. Like,
it's bizarre.
Well, the thing, when you really look deep into it, right, which I was thinking about this last night before I went to bed.
Right.
It's just legs and arms and eyes.
Yeah.
And we've all got the same. So, you know, sometimes where like men might be a bit stronger and all that, kind of, like physically, you know, it's just legs and arms and eyes. So why would a man be better at driving it than a woman?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Well, I remember I said to my mates that you were insured on it as well. And a few of them were like, whoa. But I was like,
well, I bet they were.
Well, yeah. But, you know, that's just where we're from and what people are like. But yeah, you are a better driver than me. In most senses,
yeah.
And you're definitely better in that motorhome than I am.
Yeah, I think I might drive it. Would you mind if I drive it?
Mate, you kidding us? There's a fridge on it full of beer. Drive as much as you want.
I know, and I'm pregnant at the minute.
Just drive as much as you want. I couldn't give a shit.
I know. The only thing I am a little bit worried about is when my belly gets bigger, I'm not going to be able to sit around down that table.
No, little table at the side. It moves, man. I'll be all right, do you
want? Oh, not that much, Chris. I'm going to struggle getting around there in a few months.
Well, it goes, there's a little electric button, it goes down onto the floor.
Very true. Mm.
Just shimmy past it.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Just let you all know, still pregnant.
Yeah.
Still pregnant.
Yeah, that's how it works. If it's all going to plan, still pregnant
still
until
going.
The end.
Just for all the ladies who've had babies before,
all the ladies who've had babies before.
Yeah. One of the strongest symptoms I've got at the minute, my nipples are so itchy, it's flipping believable.
You just walk around scratching your nipples with both hands at the minute.
Did I tell you what happened the other day?
Is this where you dress?
Yes.
Yes, come on.
Oh, so itch me nipples so much, but I didn't realise that I must have just been itching them in secret during the day. Got to the end of the day, where my nipples are, I had two massive white patches where I'd scratched off like the fabric of my dress, and I just looked like... I'd had stickers on my nipples.
Do you know what you need?
It's horrific.
Do you know what you need? You know where, like, geography teachers and that have the tweed jackets with the leather patches on the elbows?
Oh. Tit
patches. You need two leather tit patches for your wearing of your scratching.
It's so... Chris, it's so bad.
Oh, she's obviously educated. She's got leather tit patches on her tweed jumper. Hello, I have a PhD in nipple scratching.
Went to Oxford to get these. Why do they have them patches on the elbows?
It's like wear. I think it was wear initially, but then I think it was like a fashion thing.
Because they're on there now, sometimes all the time.
Sometimes you can get jackets with the patches on the elbows, but it'll be for wear. It'll be for, like, you know, when you're leaning on your elbows and stuff, doing things.
Mm. Yeah. Well, could do with something.
Yeah. Well, we're all learning. Mm-hmm. Please don't get too nipple patches. You're scratching.
It's honestly, Chris, it's so satisfying.
Scratching our nipples.
It's so satisfying. You wouldn't even know. It's like the hot, like the burning hot. And then you scratch them and it's just like, whoa. Got a funny feeling in me jaw, actually. It's quite erotic.
Jesus.
A little bit sexual, but not in, like, in a pain way. Does that make sense?
This is like one of the... Is this you talking or are you reading one of the emails we get sent?
It's just crazy.
What the fuck's happening?
Just so itchy.
Itchy nips.
Anyway. Do you know what's really awful about that? Mm. I haven't Googled it. I just know that
You're going to get a million.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know that itchy nips actually means your head's going to fall off.
Yeah. You're not eating enough bananas. From 3 o'clock till 6 o'clock, you need to eat 9 bananas and you'll not get itchy nipples.
Can't you die if you eat too many bananas?
Too much potassium.
Is that an urban myth? I'm not sure.
No, I think it's true.
But either way, look, don't have a go. We haven't Googled if itchy nipples are a bad thing. We'll probably find out at the end of this. But if we Google it now and we'll find out it's bad, we'll not be able to concentrate on the podcast. So save your fucking emails.
Your baby's going to come out a dragon. That's why your nipples are burning. It's the fire. Khaleesi. Babadoo, 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 ba. So, been wasting a lot of time online this week, actually.
Haven't we
Me online is up, like, not a good amount. Do you know how it tells you every week?
Oh, your screen time.
Your screen time.
I haven't read one of them for fucking ages.
Yeah, mine's been pretty bad. But you know what? I found something cool on IMDb. Mm-hmm. It tells you loads of famous people's birthdays on that day.
Okay.
And I don't know why.
Right.
But I did this like last week.
Uh-huh.
And the random day had nothing to do with me, but I was just like, oh, it's their birthday today.
Okay.
Oh, it's theirs. It was interesting. So because it's your birthday today, I thought, oh.
Genuinely, the way you set that up there, because you said it was last week, I honestly thought in my head, as you started saying it, I was like, oh, this is a nice little segment, just seeing which other famous people have got birthdays the same day as me. But the way you set it up, you're like, it was last week a random day, so I honestly thought you were going to go, and last week it was Brad Pitt's birthday. Right, let's carry on. Like, I thought you were just going to mention whose birthday it was last week. Right, this is lovely. Okay, I'm very excited to hear who's
got it. It's not great. It's good.
Well, first, okay.
No, I'm just saying the first day I did it, it was like... loads of people.
Right.
Loads of really, really famous people. This is a lot of famous people, but then about 10 down, it's just, I'm like, right, I don't know who they are.
Okay.
But
so
anyway.
These are people who've got the same birthday as me.
Yes.
Well, I know one of them that'll pop up.
Stephen Graham.
He tweeted us this morning. Happy birthday.
Did he?
Yes.
Oh, I love Stephen Graham.
Because me, him, and Scroobius Pip have all got the same birthday and someone else. And every year, Scroobius Pip tags win the same thing. And I don't know Stephen Graham, but he knows him. So it's just like, happy birthday, lads. Yeah, happy birthday, lads.
Happy birthday.
It's quite nice. I love Stephen Graham. He's amazing.
It's very good. Guess who else's birthday it is today?
Who's?
Martin Sheen.
Oh, I know Martin Sheen. I've met him. I did a show with him. Martin Sheen. Yeah, because, yeah. Oh, no, I'm thinking of
Michael Sheen. Oh, yeah.
I don't know Martin Sheen.
You do not know him. I know Martin. No, you
I don't even know Michael Sheen. I just met him once. Is it Charlie Sheen's dad?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know him.
You don't know him? How dare you?
Hey! They're both called Sheen. Both begin with an M. Fuck them for having similar names.
Terrible, that. It is also Evangeline Lilly's birthday.
Got you.
Yeah, yeah. The actress. And do you know, in Scrubs, John McGinley, the main doctor.
Oh, love him.
Got the same
birthday.
That's
Dr. Cox,
cool, isn't it?
Love him.
Dr. Cox, yeah. And then it all got a little bit... I mean, there might be... I just didn't know who they were.
Right, okay. Good. That's nice of you. I just didn't know who they were, so just fuck it.
Yeah. If I don't know who they are, then they mustn't be that good. Says all dickheads in the world. What was it that somebody once said, Al Murray, that you told me
this
about?
This was so funny. So I was in a hotel bar in Manchester, and Al Murray was there. I've actually told the story so many times. I don't know if I was actually in the bar or he's just told me about it. I was on tour with him at the time, but I don't even know if I went to this bar afterwards, but I've told this story.
So
he just fucking clamped her. So this woman came over, some people were wanting photos, and this woman came over. She went, Who are you? I don't know who you are. You're not even funny. And he went, well, you can have one of them. He went, you can have, you don't know who I am or I'm not funny. You can't have both.
Get in. Get in.
I'm not clever enough. I would not have thought of that off the top of my head. That was really good. Who are you? You're not funny. One of them you can have. You can't have both. Fucking jackpot. Did I ever tell you about what one lad said at Carl Hutchinson once?
No. There he is. Didn't mention him at all last week.
He's in my bad books, Carl Hutchinson.
Why?
He's in my bad books because he took us out on Thursday night for my birthday, didn't he?
Yeah, he did indeed.
Made a pig of myself.
You did.
I forget. When I haven't seen him for a while, I forget how he consumes alcohol.
Mm.
He hasn't got a problem. He just drinks it like it's
fast drinker.
Fucking Capri Sun. Uh-huh. Like, we went to the bar and it's all table service and all the social distancing thing. And he was just like, 4 Coronas, please. And I was like, 4? And he was like, well, we'll just have 2 at a time. And for some reason, I was like, okay. And fucking, I was just, it was horrible. Absolutely horrible. I was terrible the next day, wasn't
you I? You were.
I was
day
no,
written off, Chris.
Nobody's mate. Day was completely written off. So written off so much that my actual proper drinks out that I was going out down the beach with my friends on Saturday, I had 2 shandies and 3 Bud Lights and then went home because I just spoiled myself. I couldn't do it.
It was lovely being woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning
to
the sound of you vomiting down the upstairs toilet. That was nice.
Not a problem at all. Anytime.
Really enjoyed that.
Anytime.
Wish
you
Robin
wanted.
Had woke up to see you.
I
and he'd just be like,
have
look
to be
at
honest,
that, my dad.
When the door opened, the bathroom door opened, and it was you, I thank my lucky stars it was you and not him. Because I don't know what he would think if he just saw the world falling out of his dad's face into the toilet.
You
so
always
bad.
Remember, there's twice in my life when I've had to put my mum and dad to bed,
really?
And I never forget it.
Really?
Yeah. Only twice, and it was both of them together.
Right.
And me, brother, and my sister had to put them to bed.
Fucking
honestly.
Hell.
It was embarrassing.
I don't know this
do you
story.
Not know?
This is fantastic.
One time, I'm gonna shame them here. Sandra's listening.
It.
One time, they'd been to my auntie Karen and Uncle Kevin's house, and they walked home. And I remember, for some reason, they had like matching Macs on, and it was just weird. And they came up the street, arm in arm, mortal drunk.
What colour were their Macs?
Can't remember, but it was like the 90s, so they were just matching. It was just a bit weird.
Right.
So my sister must have been a bit older, so I think she was looking after her. And then they came in, had to put them to bed.
By a Mac, you mean like a raincoat, like the kid
Mac.
Off It, like the yellow one.
Yeah. It was just shocking. The second time, they were drinking at our next door neighbours.
What? They walked up matching Macs. What was wrong with them?
A lot of people did that years ago, Chris.
No, man. What was wrong with them when they got there? All you said there was they came up in match and max and you had to put them to bed.
Oh, they were just mortal drunk.
They couldn't speak, couldn't stand up.
No,
all
you
that.
Had to put them to bed.
Fantastic.
Terrible.
Right.
Shocking.
What was the second time?
And the second time
this is
was when we were next door at the next door neighbour's house and they got drunk and my dad was trying to catch moths in the bathroom.
Fantastic.
So we had to put him to bed and then we had to put my mum to bed as well.
Sorry, but he seems okay if he's trying to catch wasps in the bathroom. That's fine.
What's moths.
Yeah, but what? Yeah, but he wasn't mortal. He was just trying to catch a moth.
Which is when you're young.
Was it like was he like fighting the moth? You know when like someone's like fighting someone and you're like, leave it, Derek. It's not worth it.
I just remember a tea towel.
That moth's in there.
There was a tea towel being like thingied around. We were like, Dad, just go to bed, please.
He's getting violent. What with you? No, with the moths.
But because my sister Kate,
Jesus.
When we were younger, Kate was so dramatic.
Right.
And she was like really prim and proper.
Uh-huh.
Like, to be honest, if Kate wasn't there, I'd probably just been like, oh, my mum and dad are drunk. But Kate was like, this is disgusting.
Fantastic.
I can't believe you've drunk this much. And the next day she was like, we had to put you to bed. My mum and dad are like, I'm so sorry.
That's
I'm so
amazing.
Sorry. It only happened twice. Poor Robin. He's got a lifetime of pain.
Oh, God. Oh, no. I don't ever want... No offence to your mum and dad, but I think once your kid has to put you to bed through drink, I think you've made it error-like.
Just a couple of times.
Yeah.
That's
well,
all right.
The circle.
Love,
the circle
of life.
We were both out of tune there.
I know. No, I think it's all right. I mean, every night's a bit, not great, but just a couple of times. You've got to have a couple of free passes.
Wow.
I wasn't really angry at them. It was only Kate.
Yeah.
Kev can't really remember. But
he was hammered now.
He was probably pissed now. He started quite young. That was funny.
Well, what I was going to say to you, what did someone say to Carl Hutchinson once? When I first started stand-up, when I first started, but I'd done a bit of telly and that, celebrity juice and a few other things. And Carl was in a chip shop in South Shields and there was a pissed guy sitting next to him. And he went to Carl, he went, yeah, you're that comedian, aren't you? Carl went, yeah. And he went, you support Chris Ramsey on tour, didn't you? And Carl went, yeah. And the bloke went, yeah, he thinks he's mint. Him like, yeah, tell him that I said that he thinks he's mint. Carl went, all right, man, all right, thanks.
And so he did.
He rang us. In Carl's defense for that guy, if you're listening, mate, he rang us the next day and he said, some guy says that he thinks that you think he's mint. Now, I've gone cross-eyed. That he thinks that I think I'm mint.
Yeah. So, yeah. You do well on Real Housewives.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that the kind of thing they do?
Well, they're very much of like, I've just been watching it before. It's like, they told me that and I need to tell them because if I keep this information to myself and I don't air this information, then they would be really upset with us. Whereas I live in a world...
That's a nice way to justify some shit.
I know, I live in a world if I don't want to know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Honestly, yeah. I'm all right for it. Keep it to yourself. You can know someone who calls me every name under the sun. I'm all right for now.
Oh, 100%.
Don't want to know.
Yeah, 100%.
But anyway...
Did I never
think
tell
you're
you? Did I never tell you about when I did that at the Edinburgh Fringe?
What?
It was my first time at the Edinburgh Fringe, and there was a comedian I went to see. I thought he was amazing. He's called Dan Atkinson. He's worked a lot on a load of Russell Howard stuff, and that.
Okay.
He's a really funny bloke. And he was doing a stand-up show, and I was like nervous chatting to him and everyone else, and I didn't really know how it worked. And I'd read a review. I'd read a 3-star review of his show that wasn't that great.
No,
it wasn't
didn't
a great
tell
review.
Him, did you?
I didn't know how it fucking worked, Rosie.
Hell.
Right? And
you're
I went to see his show, and I thought his show was amazing. And it was like he did like this massive rant at the end of this like mic drop, and I was like on my feet clapping. I thought he was amazing. And I was like drunk in the sort of comedians bar later, and I remember Ed Gamble was standing next to us. Ed Gamble from the Off the Menu podcast was standing right next to us. And I just went, I was like, I thought your show was amazing. Like, I thought it was just so good. And he was like, oh, thanks, Chris, thanks. And I was like, oh, it's great. Like, I don't know what that reviewer was on about. And he went, what? And as soon as it left my mouth, I realized. And I remember looking at Ed, and Ed, like, had his face in his pint. And he was like, and I went, Ed actually still does an impression of us going, what? And I went, what? And he went, what do you mean? And I went, anyway, where was the review? And I was like, 3 weeks. He was like, well, how many stars? I was like, 3. He went, so you've just told us for no reason that I got a bad review. And I was like, I thought you knew, like, because I'd seen the fucking stars on people's posters and the quotes. So I was like, oh, well, they obviously read all of the reviews. I didn't know they just fucking got told the good ones. I didn't know how it worked.
You're a troll?
I accidentally trolled him to his face. I was terrified.
Real life troll. Oh.
Thankfully, we're friends now. Whenever I see him, we'll have a good chat. But yeah, God.
That's
good. God, it was horrible.
Have you read that review about us, actually, just recently? Actually, we were in the Times. I think the Times did a review. So Sandra was happy about that.
Yeah.
She messaged back going, finally.
Honestly, can all of Guardian, Times, and all these people who've said lovely things about the podcast recently, it's very nice, but fucking stop it. Right?
Why?
Because your readers are going to go, oh, okay, I'll have a listen then. And they're going to fucking wind up their fucking gramophone, right? And they're going to put this on and they're going to be mortified and they're going to leave bad reviews on the thing. And they're going to say we're full of filth and potty talk. It's not for them, right? That's very nice if someone in your office likes it and you have to mention a different podcast for your fucking stop giving them shout outs in broadsheets, right? Because that's not us. Pack it in. Stop it now, right?
No, I'm saying you stop it. Don't
no,
do
saying,
that.
No, I'm saying that's not, man. That's like
it.
Fucking, that's like, it's like them nightmares, man, where you're like on stage
Chris,
in a band and you can't play or you're fucking centre forward for England.
Posh people are filthy.
Yeah, to be fair, right. They are filthy. Yeah.
They are filthy.
Fair, they
pure
are filth.
Filth. They'll love this, man.
Yeah.
Oh, it's hilarious. Yeah.
Keep the socks on though, don't they? Yeah.
What's wrong with it? I'm in my own home.
No, man, I meant when they're having sex.
Do you really?
Yeah, then they've got them other things that hold their sock, you know, the little belts that go
the little braces, sock brace.
I mean, I'm generalising massively.
We are massively generalising. Why have we got... I don't know why I brought up posh straight away. My mum reads The Time and she's a scumbag.
Yeah, and stupid.
Mm. Yeah. So there you go, actually.
Can't unstack a dishwasher or stack one.
Well, there you go.
And kids put out of bed, I've heard. Pisshead.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Oh, hold on. Is it time for...
It's time.
Oh, holy shit. It's time, everyone, for our newest segment.
This is Rosie's Mysteries. Mysteries, 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 mysteries.
Fuck me.
Well, I never knew that. You're kidding.
That's it.
No way. Mysteries, 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 mysteries. Informative mysteries, mysteries, mysteries. Rosie's Mysteries, mysteries, mysteries.
Hello and welcome back to Rosie's Mysteries.
Welcome back.
This is the second part of our series.
A series, can I just interject here? A series that a few people pointed out on Twitter and that I realised as well last week. A series that you have managed to create in which the jingle is a million times better than all of the content.
That's offensive. Who said that?
Me and everyone in the world.
Well, they can all go fuck themselves.
Wow.
This is Rosie's Mysteries, part two. Got a really good one today, actually.
I have one now.
It is just true or false again. Not gonna lie.
Change the name of the segment. Change it. It's
No, because I've done the jingle. No. I can't just do...
We'll find some fucking mysteries
then. True
or
false. False. Find some mysteries. It's not as good. No, because they never get solved and it's not as exciting.
We'll have discussed that. Yeah, we'll have discussed
that. Right? So, yeah. Stop it. Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready. Come on, I'll play along.
There are two parts of the body that can't heal themselves. Mm-hmm. True or false? False.
Two parts of the body that can't heal themselves.
I'll repeat the question.
Well, your teeth will be one of them.
There are two parts of the body that can't heal themselves. True or false? False.
Mysteries.
Jesus.
It's a mystery.
Yeah. It's a mystery. Again, it's a mystery if we stop now. one must be your teeth. And is there another? I think it's false.
Are you going with false?
Is it wait, no? Is it more? Is it less? Could it be more parts of your body that can't heal? I'm literally just looking at my body
Have
now.
Have a look all over. Take your time, Chris. Although, no,
inside.
You've only got
There'll
5 seconds.
Inside. It'll be
five,
like your liver or something.
Four.
Three.
True. Two. True. One. You think it's true?
I think it's true.
You're wrong.
Really?
You're wrong. It's false.
Right.
There's only one and it's your teeth.
Oh!
So you should have stuck
with
the original
answer.
That's
good.
Yeah, you're false.
Yeah, I'm quite clever there. I'm proud of that.
Anyway, we'll be back next week with more...
Mysteries.
Congratulations to all at home who got that right.
God.
Well done.
You were so happy seeing that. You were so happy. That made your day.
I would love to host a game show.
Oh, God. If you're going to host a game show, get someone else to do all of the content and questions and stuff, because that's got no legs whatsoever, that.
It got you thinking, though.
Well, I mean, it did, I suppose. It's killed a couple of minutes.
Thank you. Exactly. How dare you?
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
It's time for What's Your Beef? Oh, God.
Heard you've got a caravan.
It's a motorhome. Which one are you?
It's Belinda.
Oh, hello, Belinda.
Just wanted
to let... smoking directly into the mic. It's horrible to listen to in these headphones.
I'm isolating still, so I can smoke as many tabs as I like, Chris.
Okay, just don't blow them into my ears.
Corona's going to get us. I might as well just go first.
Okay, it's called COVID-19. Everyone's sort of referring to it now because, you know, we've kind of moved on and... Coronavirus is more of like what the kind of virus is. This one's specifically COVID-19. You might know that if you opened a newspaper or turned the telly on.
You're a doctor, Chris.
No, I'm not, no.
No.
Your lad is or whoever. What relation, Barry, to you? Ask him. He's your doctor or something.
He's
my
son.
Right, okay.
Well, I was actually just ringing you, Chris. Is Rosie there?
Yes.
All right, would you put her on?
I'm afraid I'm not in control of
he's
that.
Taking-
I'm going to be honest with you. No, she's not here. She's not here, and she'll never be here when any of you phone up, because I'm not going to sit through her trying to have a conversation with herself, because that will be the worst. Get Rosie's it. Not here.
Oh, she's a busy she's lady. Yes, she's very busy.
Very busy.
Got a lot of jobs, so she has.
Yes.
I just wanted to let you know that I actually own a lot of caravan sites.
Right, okay.
I've got 300 around the country.
300 caravan sites?
Yeah.
Wow.
Couple of B&Bs as well.
Yeah.
Triple B. Would. Melinda's B&B. If you ever want to go, just let us know.
Okay.
Yeah. Do a cracking beef dinner.
Right.
Because of the surname beef. Everything we sell is beef. It's actually nothing else on the menu.
It's all just beef.
Just beef for everything.
What if you're vegetarian or vegan?
Can it come, I'm afraid. We tried to do a substitute once, it just wasn't the same.
So everything's beef?
Everything's
so
beef.
What do you do for breakfast?
We just have little bits of beef with milk on.
With milk on? God.
Do beef croissant.
A beef croissant?
Yeah. You can. We also, sometimes we just pound the beef so much and we get the blood out of it and you can have that on your coffee.
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah, so if you ever want to come, let us know.
No, damn. We've got categorically.
We're not busy, I don't know why.
Never. It's never weird. In the world. Okay.
So just honestly let Rose get in touch with us.
Right. That's so what you're ringing for, just see if
you just got a lot of caravan sites in that.
What's right. This, some motorhomes?
Yeah, we've caravan. Got pitches for them as well. Hard pitch, grassy pitch. Right, okay. How you like, all right?
Okay.
I'll speak to you later, Chris. All right, take
bye.
Care. Have a lovely time. All right,
bye.
They are branching out. They must be loaded. What a good family to know.
Yeah.
Very business-minded. Aren't they? And you thought they were scumbags.
300 caravan sites. How wrong you sites. Are.
Wow. So we should honestly get in touch. No. Robin loves beef.
With milk on. The best you could have.
Oh. Top
end. Christ. Right. Come on then. You've been saving this up. Let's get this out of your system. You're going to whinge about the awning and the fucking motorhome yesterday. Mm-hmm. Come on then. Let's dance.
Okay, so my beef with you this week, Chris, is yesterday we very much nearly got divorced. And I'm not saying that lightly.
Got you.
I actually said to you, I will leave you and I will take someone else.
You've said it over a couple of random things in the past.
Mm-hmm,
doesn't affect us anymore when you say it, I'll be honest.
It's always a good one to go to, though. Guys and gals listening, if you ever want to really make an impact, just say you're going to leave. It's great.
Yeah, especially when you've got a podcast together and a book and a tour that needs to be done. That's really puts a bit of wallop behind that empty fucking... threat.
It's so funny. Do you know what's hilarious? I remember before I was married, I had a couple of older mates who were married, and they used to talk about like arguments they'd had with the husbands or the wives or whatever. And they'd be like, and then I said, I'm leaving. And I'd be like, oh my God, you said what? And blah, blah. Now that I'm married, I'm like, I'll say that like twice a week.
Oh, you literally, I just fucking knock it out whenever you fancy, didn't you? Whenever you fancy. Chris, pass the remote. No. That's it. I'm leaving.
I've got a bag ready in the loft.
That ironic that I'd have to get down for you because you can't reach where the ladder is. That's
I don't
fun.
Like the loft. You know I don't. Anyway, the reason why I nearly left yesterday was because...
The reason why I nearly left. Okay.
Was because we have bought this beautiful motorhome.
It is beautiful. It's brilliant.
It's absolutely wonderful. I'm so in love with it. It genuinely feels like a little bit of a dream come true. And I know you might think that thing is really sad. But I used to go on caravan holidays and camping and stuff all the time when I was a kid. And I have my own. And it's pretty posh, right? It's a lot nicer than any that I stayed in.
Yeah.
I'm just really happy about it. And the fact that I've actually paid for some of it as well, I'm buzzing about.
Most
okay?
of it.
Most of it. Okay, I don't want to embarrass you on here, but I will. I mean, I'm paying for the full thing, but that's fine.
I paid off the deposit.
No.
I'll have a banner. Yeah, cool. Yeah.
I paid back.
Yes, afternoon. You send it straight over after this. We'll pause this now and you can send the money back over.
I'm busy. My bank's shut.
Bank holiday, is it? Yeah.
It is. It's a bank. It's Scottish bank. I'm with the Scottish bank.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Widows.
Fuck me.
Oh, God, that was painful. So we bought this lovely motorhome, right? And I'm in love. We got an air awning to go off the side of it. Mm-hmm. So it's like a big tent that goes off the side because if it's raining or anything, you want to just put all your stuff in there and it's just an extra, makes your motorhome and that a bit bigger. Mm-hmm. We tried it out yesterday, put it up. Chris whinged the full time. even though it only took 10 minutes. Part and parcel of the whole owning a motorhome. Well, your eye is twitching. Are you fuming?
It was difficult to put up. It was really heavy.
Wasn't that heavy.
You didn't unpack it. Unpacking it was a nightmare.
All right, well, I would have. Yeah. You didn't ask. Mm, anyway.
Didn't offer.
If you could see our faces right now, this might not actually be funny. Unpacked it all, and it's an air awning, so you pump it up, put it all up. I was buzzing. I was like, this is mint. It's got little windows in it and that. It's just really cool. Robin was sat in there, and he was playing, and he parked his little cars and that in there. It was great. Chris looked like he wanted to cry. Sat on the step of the actual motorhome, and I was like, what's the matter? His words... which I'll never unhear, everyone. It's just a bit underwhelming.
Yes.
That really hurt because it's part and parcel of the thing. And you moaned and groaned. Mm-hmm. And do you know what? You ruined motorhome day.
I did.
You did. You ruined it. I went off in a huff because I was like, it's part and parcel of the thing. What should we take it back? And then that's when I said, no, my mum will come. I said, I'll ring my mum now. I'll get out a pack of bags. And I actually disinvited you on the trip.
Yes. Yes. Well, can I just say, first of all, that wasn't motorhome day. That was awning day. Motorhome day was the day before where we picked the motorhome up. And I was, to use your words, a fucking ray of sunshine that day. Mm-hmm. I was lovely. We had a lovely time. We had a great time. Right? Mm-hmm. Awning. Now, I have since apologised for this, mm-hmm. and I am sorry, and essentially it was my fault. It's called a drive-away air awning. So you put it up, you attach it to your van, you put it up, you blow it up, bish-bash-bosh, it's like a massive tent that's off the side of your van, off the side of your motorhome, and it's called a drive-away one. So you can literally put your stuff in there, like your clothes and your fucking fruit and veg and your bread and all that shit. You can leave it in there, detach it, apparently, leave it there and drive off on your motorhome and go exploring for the day. Then you can come back and just drive your motorhome straight back into where it was, right? I put it up with you and it was a fucking nightmare. It was hard to put it up. I don't care what you say. It was hard to unpack. Mm-hmm. The amount of shit that was in there was ridiculous. Trying to finally get it up. We got it up. I had to get the stepladders off and like push it back into the thing. I realized as I was taking it down that the drive-away adapter that you put in between the air awning and the van, I hadn't put on. And the whole time I was sitting there going, how the fuck are you supposed to drive away in this?
What's that
this
got to
bullshit.
Do with it being underwhelming? You keep saying this, it's because of the drive away bit. No, it's got nothing to do with the fact that you slags it off.
I sat there. Well, first of all right, sue me for thinking it was going to be a little bit better than it was. It was essentially just a tent.
It is just a tent.
Well, I don't know. Well, don't call it awning.
What did you think
call
it was?
Tent. Don't call it awning. Don't call
you,
it awning.
What did you think it was going to be like?
I just thought it might have a chandelier or something. Oh. I don't know. But
you thought it was going to have spotlights, didn't you?
Genuinely,
and a
right?
bar.
I was sitting there going, that was a nightmare. How the fuck are you supposed to drive away? And I realised I hadn't even put that attachment on. And I remember phoning them and the guy was like, it's really easy. And I was like, but it's not. And then in the bag, it was like, drive away adapter. This is the thing to make you be able to drive away easily. I was like, oh, bollocks. And I hadn't put it on.
Do you want to apologise?
My fault. I apologised profusely. I'll apologise one more time. And then I'm not going to apologise again. And if that awning comes over my fence again, it's getting a knife in it, right?
What fence?
I don't know. Just a phrase. I'm going to pop your awning. I'm sorry I ruined your stupid
motorhome
awning fight. It wasn't a motorhome. Loved the motorhome. Great. Can't get enough of the motorhome. Sorry I slagged your awning off.
Thank you.
Right? There we go. Can we move on?
Only now, yes. Right. We can. While we're talking about the motorhome for the last time today, hopefully... Big shout out to Tyne Valley Motorhomes and Jonathan, who I know is listening to this podcast. Hello, Jonathan. You guys were great. Thank you so much.
Genuinely brilliant. And apologies in advance for how much I'm going to be a pain in the arse.
Well,
over
that was
going to
be that was going to actually be my second beef.
Really?
You need to stop texting them.
Don't give us your number.
No.
If you don't give us your number and say things like any problems, give us a shout. The minute you say any problems, give us a shout. Honestly, expect us at your bedroom window too.
Chris,
in the morning
we just left
ladders.
The forecourt. And you were like texting him when we got home.
Listen.
It's ridiculous.
Listen, just because you haven't got any motorhome mates.
Anyway, a little bit of a heads up to any of you who sell Chris anything. Don't give him your number. Because he will ring you.
Give us your number.
Constantly.
I'll get it. I'll have
it. It's embarrassing.
It's fine. Just don't look. Don't sell complicated shit and expect us not to ring you. Because I'll ring you. I'll be all over you. My beef with you this week is we went, it was our anniversary last week.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And we went out for a posh... I was going to do this last week, but we'd just done the audiobook, so I wanted to talk about that.
Okay.
But we went out for a posh meal last week. You're pregnant, so you are driving. We walked back to your car.
Mm-hmm.
And I said,
Oh, yeah.
I said, hey, Rosie, this is weird, and I don't know how I know this, but I've never been in your car in the dark at night. And you went, what do you mean? And I went, I've never been in your car at nighttime, ever. I like, you know, I quite like, I don't know what it is. I think it was when I was a kid, my mum and dad used to take us to, like, they used to go to pubs quite far away on a night for, like, meals and drive us back in the dark. And I always remember the sort of green light on the radio and the buttons lighting the car up. It's quite exciting. Nostalgic. Uh-huh. Yeah. So I thought, oh, I'd like to see what Rosie's car looks like on a night. You like to see what they look like with the interior lighting these days. We got in your car.
Nobody gives a shit.
No, we do. We got in your car. No lighting. Really dark.
Yeah.
The none of the dials were lit up.
Uh-huh.
And then we sort of pulled out of the multi-story car park was lit. And we pulled out there and we pulled onto the main street in Newcastle to drive home. And I was like, your flat, your lights are rubbish. Your headlights are terrible. Do you need some new bulbs or something? And he went, no, this is what it's like. I think it's because we're high up. Look, you can see it. Look. And you flash your high beams. He went, oh, my high beams work. But yeah, this is just it. Yeah, the inside's always dark. It's been like this since I got it. I'm just laid back. I'm not that bothered. Playing that fucking card like you always do. And I'm thinking, this is fucked up, this site. And no one's flashing out. No one's freaking out that I haven't got lights. And so I'm like, we must have them on. So we pulled over. We got over the bridge from Newcastle to Gateshead. We pulled over as soon as it was safe because I was like, I have to have a look at this. I went, is there a little dial next to you to turn your light? No, nothing, nah. No dial, nothing, no. Got out, light's not on. Literally the lights that come on during the day in a car were on. I was like, this is terrible. I opened your door. I looked right next to your knee. I went, there's your lights. Click, fucking the sun. I got a tan off them. She goes, there they are. Look at that. Oh, hey, look at me dashboard. It's all lit up. You'd been fucking driving. Tell them how long you'd been driving in the dark with no lights.
A year.
A fucking year. A year? Guys, you will honestly not believe what you said, right? We got in. She got so excited. She'd never had them on. She got in and she went, look at the E. This was a one. Direct quote. I can see the clock. I can tell the time.
I could never see
direct
the clock.
Quote. That's what you said. And then you looked at your little door handles, your inside door handles, and they were lit up and you went, oh, look at this. I've written it down here, right? You wrote, and I quote, look at the lights in the door. I feel like I've got a new car. Isn't this exciting? Not as exciting as nearly dying every time you drive at night, you absolute maniac.
Oh, hey. Why no one told us?
Rosie, they're probably hard. People are probably flashing loads. You're probably just waving. It's me.
Well, I always think
me.
It's because there's a speed camera coming up.
Yeah, people do.
And
that,
I've actually got annoyed, you know, when people have flashed us and I'm like, why are they flashing me?
Brilliant. Yeah.
Just thought they recognised the car.
It couldn't see the car. That's a fucking problem. Jesus.
I know, that was silly. Is that a beef, though, really?
Considering I was dry, I was in it. It was the way you did it. It was the way I was going, these lights aren't on. And you were going, they are, man. It's fine. This is just what it's like. Understand? It's my car, man. You've never even been in this in the dark. Look at that. I can see the clock. Look at it. The police aren't chasing
us
anymore.
As well, because it's not brand new, because it was second hand. Because it's like 3-year-old. I just thought it might not be.
Never
anyway.
My beef is that you never checked. That's my beef. You
can't
don't care. Can't be arsed.
Nah.
Do you know the switch I put them onto? Do you know what switch I put the lights onto?
What?
Automatic. Because it's got automatic lights, Rosie.
Yeah.
You don't have to turn them on every time you get in. I literally turn it automatic one. Don't touch it again.
Thank you.
Fuck my life.
Don't go for a drive later.
No. Your keys get confiscated when the sun goes down. Like them people with the snacks last week. After 6 o'clock, you can't have your keys.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
From the public.
Little do you all know that was take two, and the first one took fucking ages. But we nailed it.
We got it wrong.
Got there. Guess what? Shouldn't have told you, but I did. As always, guys, if you want to get in touch, it is shaggedmaridannoyed@gmail.com. Please keep sending us all of your wonderful stories, dilemmas, questions, problems, office polls, now that I think everyone's back at work, I'm not sure, even Zoom polls, all of that stuff. shaggedmaridannoyed@gmail.com. We love that you get in touch so much. Thank you. And Rosie's doing the questions this week.
I am. I've done them again.
A little week off for me birthday. It's the only fucking semblance of a present I've got so far.
When your present arrives in the post, it's going straight in the bin.
Really?
Yes.
Good. So small ones go straight in the bin. That's good. That tells you exactly. Thought maybe you'd have to leave it out. I'll leave it out for the bin men. It's that big crisp.
Right, really?
Straight in the bin.
Yeah, of course it fits
immediately in the
Got you another awning.
Bathroom bin. No, awning.
Got you a little awning.
An awning for the other side of it.
One big motorhome tent. Hi, Chris and Rosie.
Hello.
My husband and I have very different opinions on what I find a really odd family habit.
Okay.
We've been together almost 10 years, married for 3. We now have a little girl of our own, and I have noticed his family always do this one thing that I find just odd. We regularly go over to his mum and dad's house for breakfast on Saturdays.
Oh, lovely.
Doesn't that sound nice? Nobody invites us for breakfast on Saturdays.
I mean, we've heard this before, but none of our parents make Sunday dinners.
Didn't my mum make one a couple of weeks ago, and I swear it was the best meal I've had in years.
Yeah. Hasn't done one since. It's easily 4 weeks ago.
She said, I'm going to make dinner every week. Yeah. Haven't done it yet, Sandra.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
My mum and dad make it and never tell her.
Your mum tells me every week that she's made your dad a chicken dinner.
Yeah.
And I just want to go,
just them two.
You're kidding us.
Half a chicken each, you fat fuckers.
Oh, no.
You greedy swines. Half a chicken each. Loads of tomatoes and that. What were you doing sitting here?
Never get invited, do we? I think it's us.
Yeah.
Don't think it's anything to do with them. I think it's just us. Maybe we should take it as a hint. No one invites
us. For breakfast. Sounds so nice.
I know.
Come on then.
Should we do it? Should I invite people here?
No, that's bad. No, we want to go.
We can't at the minute, can we?
No, well, yeah, you can, but
COVID.
No, well, yeah, you're allowed your bubble. Oh, it depends. They'll change it tomorrow.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Anyway, any road. They go for breakfast on Saturdays.
Got you. Lovely.
His family are a really lovely, friendly bunch who treat their guests and their visitors very well, but this only makes this habit even odder. Mm. You're just desperate to know what it is, Chris.
I can't really hear what this is.
Can you not even wait? Are you on the edge of your bloody seat?
Yes, come on.
On our Saturday mornings, the table is always laid with the knife on the left and the fork on the right.
Oh.
But, they all eat with the fork in the left hand.
Wow, okay.
I find this just so odd.
So they all eat with the knife in the right for chopping, left for pointing with your fork, but it's always the other way around.
Set the other way around.
Which way do you eat?
Well, I actually eat the wrong way, so I don't eat the correct way, but when I've got people coming round, I set it properly, and I have to turn mine round.
Right,
because I'm embarrassed.
That's weird. Carl eats that way as well, Hutchinson.
Which way?
Eats the way you eat.
Fork in the right and knife in the left.
Yeah. See, I'm the other.
I know, that's the correct way. That's the correct way.
Right.
But I've heard, just through the grapevine, that really clever autistic people eat the other way.
Great.
So,
Just through the grapevine.
Okay. Just heard it. Just throughout my life, I always heard, oh, Albert Einstein eats this way. Oh, Julie Walters eats this way. Just loads of just amazing people like, just, oh, well, what?
She ran out after two. She went Albert Einstein, then Julie Walters, then she ran out.
Anyway, she finds it really odd. And she's got a lot of exclamation marks in this email. She's really, really paid off with
this.
Just because every time she goes, it's set a different way, so they all must sit down and then move them around.
Oh, sorry, princess. Oh, when you're going over to someone's house of a Saturday for your breakfast that's getting cooked for you, do you have to pick your knife and fork up and swap hands? You must be exhausted. Go fuck yourself.
I've got another question about knives and forks.
Great.
Would you like it?
Oh, why not? Why not?
Did you just bump?
No, it was my hand on the chair behind us.
Hi, Rosie and Chris.
Chris, hi.
Can't stop laughing, I don't know why. Hi, Rosie and Chris.
Because you married me.
That might be up there with the worst things you've ever said.
Wow, okay, that's good.
Can't stop laughing because you married me.
The fact that you laughed more when I said that was painful. That hurt a bit.
Listen, I've got a really good question. I have a question for you both that has torn my household apart.
Good grief.
Knife, fork, spoon. You have to give up one forever. Which one do you give up?
Knife.
Wow, you answered that quick.
Straight away. I'm always eating things, but you tell me now and then to go and get a knife out because I'm busy chopping things with the side of my fork. No, no. Well, you know what I would do if I had to give it up forever? I've thought of this before. I think I've even said it on the podcast.
Have you?
Yeah, I think I've said it on the podcast. I think I could get rid of knives. Mm-hmm. I'm cool. I could get rid of knives forever.
Okay.
And what I would do is if I was eating like steak or something, we've got it in the drawer. We've got a knife sharpener. I would just sharpen the side of my fork. So the side of it was a knife.
But then you'd eat it with your fork and you'd slash the side of your mouth.
What you think? What you think? I'm fucking sucking off me fork. I'm just putting the stuff in my mouth. I'd be careful.
Right. Oh, well, that would make. Oh, I tell you what. Imagine
deep throating me fork.
No, but if it was really sharp enough to cut your steak, uh-huh, and you put it in your mouth.
Well, I'd chop it into a little square and then I'd just delicately prong the fork into it. And then I'd put it in your mouth. I'd put my teeth on the steak and pull it from the fork.
That would be a horrible meal. Oh, this steak's delicious, but I'm just worried I'm going to slash my face open. Bloody, what's it called? Chelsea, smile myself on me. I mean, you and me stupid invention that I've made.
Hey, listen, I'm going to make millions on that.
Absolutely pointless. I said get rid of forks.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
A knife and a spoon, I'll last me years.
A knife and a spoon? Huh? What people get given in prison in cartoon shows? A knife and a spoon? A knife and a spoon?
Yeah, I'll be fine.
I'm sure, my idea of a knife and a spoon, I'm sure an old episode of Winnie the Pooh, he's eating like something with just a knife and a spoon. What are you going to eat spaghetti with?
What, pasta?
Yeah.
Well, I'll just chop it up with me knife and I'll eat it with me spoon. Give us another one. Soup's fine.
Yeah, soup's fine.
I can still butter my bread.
You can still butter your bread. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I can hold anything that I'm going to cut in place with me spoon. I just cut it. And then I'll push whatever food it is onto me spoon with me knife. You've lost. You're literally going to A&E for your new thing. I'm buzzing over here, me, with me knife and me spoon.
Noodles, what are you doing?
Same as the spaghetti.
What if it's like a ramen, like a sort of...
Well, I'll be buzzing.
What not? No, but it's like long noodles, right? Long noodles floating in a kind of sauce.
All right.
You can't just like hack at them with your spoon.
Right, well, I'll tell you what I'll do.
Fork, knife, sorry.
I will turn my knife and my spoon upside down and I'll use them as chopsticks.
That's a good answer.
You.
Awful, but it's quite a good answer.
But that's what I would do. So, wow. Do I win?
No, because I think I'd get away with mine massively. Because I think you would just be there, just chopping up your spaghetti, like someone, you know, like someone not well, just hacking at it with your spoon.
In what world do we eat spaghetti every single day?
Well, not every day, but we're going to eat it at some point. And I'm going to just be twiddling it up with my fork and tying it in, and you're going to be like chopping it all
up. Tell
you
what, good luck eating a bowl of soup.
But I've still got my spoon.
No, that's been taken off you because of your stupid idea with the fork.
Confiscated.
Yes.
That's not fair. I wasn't in the
rules. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Please, could you keep me anonymous?
We'll see.
I'm a midwife, and one of the women I was looking after decided, as she was deep in her labour, mid-pushing, to listen to your podcast.
Fuck me, I'm so... No way!
Subsequently, her baby was delivered, and the first thing he heard was the sound of your two voices.
Wow.
Poor little bastard.
Wow. No, I'm proud of that. That's great.
It's pretty cool,
isn't
it?
Get in!
Yeah. My question to Rosie is, what is it actually like having Chris physically in the labour room? Is he a head end or a business end kind of guy? And will he have to be scooped off the floor?
Wow.
Yeah.
You
wouldn't look. But I ended up having a cesarean anyway, but
yeah.
Chris wouldn't look.
Oh, nah.
You went out for a few little cries during the labour.
Yeah. Slash went to the cafeteria, got myself some nice pasta, which I ate with a fork with no issue. I remember sitting there thinking, take me twice as long to get back if I had to fucking chop this up with a knife, like some kind of...
Wow. Really?
Nutter.
Really?
I won't look. I wouldn't look. If business end was offered to us, I wouldn't look. I was asked if I wanted to watch the cesarean. Genuinely nearly slapped the person who asked us.
Did you not look when I had the cesarean?
Did I watch while they sliced through all of the layers of your stomach and pulled a child out of the wound? No, I didn't.
Do you not remember I wanted to film it?
Yeah.
But I didn't. I was off me tits.
Yeah. You wanted to film it, but the bloke who did Saw wasn't available to direct. So We went another direction. No, I wouldn't look. I wouldn't look at all. I couldn't imagine watching Cesarean. I think it'd be the worst thing. I mean, when you put Botched on, I want to cry my eyes out. So I'm not watching someone I love getting hacked open. No chance.
Well, the thing is, because I had an emergency Cesarean with Robin, I didn't ever think I'd end up having a Cesarean. So I didn't really know what it was. It wasn't until the day after I got home, I Googled Cesarean. So I watched a video. Yeah. And then I saw how many layers they cut through and I went, that's why it's a bit painful.
Yeah.
So, but you were all right. You've not got much to do this time because I'm having another cesarean.
Planned
one because Robin was massive.
Massive.
And they basically said, would you like one? And I said, do you know what? I bloody would.
Yeah.
So apparently you just go in on the day.
Yeah.
Get it.
Yeah.
And you got your baby. You know what day your baby's coming. It sounds absolutely
like
magical.
Going to pick up a pizza.
It's because what? Little Dominoes.
Little Dominoes.
Oh, little Donny. Tommy, even.
You got to be careful, though, because if you get someone doing the cesarean who got that last question and gave up knives, they've got to do it with a spoon.
That would be... That'd be there a long
spoon
time.
Spoon and a fork. But if they've sharpened the side of the fork, be exactly the same. Exactly the same.
Babadoo, 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 ba. I thought this question was just a bit funny, made us giggle. Hi, Rosie and Chris. So my story slash question. I can be a bit of a nag with my poor husband at times, and a few years back after a particularly naggy day of me relentlessly going on, he got so exasperated and infuriated with me whilst doing the dishes, he plunged his face into a full washing up bowl of soapy water. Literally like, shut up!
So at first the joke I was going to make when it was her saying I'm naggy and I'm this and I'm that, my joke I was going to make was, is this him sending this? But when it got to that bit, I realised that she's so proud she got him to this point. She's like, I'm naggy, I'm this and I'm that, and I managed to get the bastard to put his head into the dishes. Absolutely, that's wonderful.
I know. It says, have you got any equally mental last straw stories from when either of you has broken the other or driven you to complete distraction?
Wow.
Have we got any stories? Wow. Yesterday, did you notice yesterday after the whole awning fiasco that when I came in and you came in not long after that I really slammed that washing machine door?
Did you?
Well, I haven't checked on it. I'm a little bit worried that it might be broke.
Right, okay. You were banging things around for a while.
I love a bit of that.
It's horrible. I was in the same room as you, just banging and clamping. I felt like going, look, I know you're in a mood. Will you just not take it out on the fucking dishes and cutlery, please?
I know, but you don't fight back sometimes. You just go a bit quiet and you're like a little puppy that's been kicked. Mm. And I'm like, just, I want to have a fight.
Because you're raging that I'm not doing backflips about a fucking inflatable tent that sticks onto a caravan.
You said you were going to leave it in the beef and you've brought it up again. So don't. You've apologised and I've forgiven you.
Okay.
Let's leave it there.
Okay.
Right?
But my point is, I pick me fights. I'm not going to pick a fight. I'm not going to be like, right, I'm putting my foot down here. I'm fucking, you know, I'm digging in. I'm going for it over and on. And some things I won't fight over. I'll just think, you know what? And you know what? I don't say this often.
Because I was right. Maybe I was wrong. Well, yeah, thank you.
Sorry.
I knew it.
What happened to the sound
there?
That was weird. Something happened. I didn't say that. That was an audio glitch.
Listen, that'll do me. I'm glad. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Bike Guy. That's annoying.
That's right.
Pack that in,
right.
Everyone,
that
right now.
Don't pack that in, though. Did I tell you the other day I was going along on my bike and I heard someone shout Bike Guy and I looked and it was your mum?
It was... Wait!
Sandra, I was coming up our street and she'd been out. I forgot she'd been there and I was going up and she was like, Bike Guy! And I was like, yeah! And I was like, oh, hi, Sandra. She was like, hiya, son.
Like, well, she's burning on. She bought you some bike t-shirts for your birthday.
Bike t-shirts this morning.
Honestly.
Loved it. I put one on. I went straight out on my bike. Mm-hmm. Loved it.
Yeah, bike t-shirt and a box of Lindt chocolate.
And she's like, and a bottle of wine.
And a bottle
and
of wine.
And I can't drink at the minute because I said I'm not going to drink wine. Because that was weird because she gave us a bottle of wine and she said, you know, there you go, a bottle of wine. You know, drink it when Rosie's not about, you know. Or you could give it to guests. I went, are you telling me you want to take this home now? Me present you've just given us.
She'd take it.
Of course she would. She if would I said you just take it, she'd be like, cheers.
Yeah, she'd take it. We have been listening from episode 1. We think we have a good question. It's just not disgusting. That's absolutely fine.
They don't need
Please,
to be disgusting.
They don't need to be disgusting at all. For some background, we were listening to Lose Yourself by Eminem and my boyfriend was rapping away.
Yeah.
I asked how well he knew the song and then posed this question. You're at gunpoint for some reason, mm-hmm. okay? But just makes it a lot more dramatic, I right. think. So I agree with that, right? You're at gunpoint.
Yeah.
They're my fingers, okay?
She's doing a gun, yeah.
You will be spared if you can sing one song in full perfectly. What song would you like to choose, bitch?
What? bit much. What does she mean? Just lyrics. You've got to just
like
do the
you've
lyrics.
You've got to know it. You've got to know the lyrics absolutely perfectly. She's put, we think that Chris will have a few options, but Rosie will struggle. She makes up the lyrics.
She's totally right there. Yeah. God. Probably Drug Ballad by Eminem off Ooh. The Marshall Mathers LP.
Never heard of that.
Yeah. Or she's got some really good lyrics in it. Or you Lose Yourself might be one of them. Real Slim Shady, I could probably do.
So just anything from Eminem,
Most
really?
Eminem. Because do you know why? Because they're easy to remember because they've got verse, chorus, verse, chorus, verse, finished. Do you know what I mean? Whereas other songs, they'll like, repeat the bridge again. And they go, and whereas it's like a narrative, like a story.
Intense, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Stan. I could probably do Stan all the way through. What about you?
Honestly, none.
Really?
Nah.
Just Tutors.
Just, I was like, I could do that. And I thought, I was like, you know, Lisa Loeb, do you remember Lisa Loeb? And yeah. I miss you. Turn the radio on, I turn the radio off, and this woman was singing my song. Lover's in love, and the others run away. Lover is crying, because the other won't stay. Somebody's hurting, because it... And then I got to there, and I was like, written with the venom and the diet of the day they were born. Well, but it's not that thing that I'm from, but I'm thrown.
Fuck, I shot you twice
but
by now.
But I thought I'd live forever.
I'd have
but
refilled
now I'm not
the gun.
Sure you want to give away, give her. But that don't, that, they're the wrong words. That won't take you anywhere or anyhow with me. And yeah. then I really thought I know all that, and I've met... Little, messed it up twice already, so no, I don't know any song.
Yeah, no,
I'd
have emptied a couple of cartridges into you by now.
Well, I did Fame, the song Fame, in a show for 2 years straight.
Right.
And I was singing the wrong words the whole time. But it wasn't until later on in life that I realised.
Brilliant. Is this worse than Leopard Crossing?
No, it's not as bad. It's not actually that bad.
Right.
It's just at the chorus, it's like, Fame, I'm going to live forever.
Yeah.
I'm going to learn how to fly high. I feel it coming together. And then I used to sing, people will see me and die.
Right.
But it's actually cry.
So you thought the last line in the chorus of Fame was, people will see me and die.
Like die. People Why will did see you... me and die, Fame.
Why die?
Don't know. Why like, Fame?
But that's really grim. Or did you think it was like die as in like, I saw that bloody such and such at the future. I nearly died.
I think it was, I didn't really look into it that much.
You're a fucking...
But now I get it. People will see me and cry. Because it's like, she's so good, she's crying, they're crying.
Well, she's famous, they're breaking down, yeah.
Mm. But then you could with die, the people will see me and die, like die on the floor, like, no, oh my word, there's Meryl Streep, I've just died. I don't know. Anyway, so there is no song that I know all the lyrics. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
But you'd sing happy birthday.
Yeah, I know all the words to happy birthday.
You found a fucking loophole there.
There we go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
What if it's the person with the gun and you've got to say their name and you don't know their name? So happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear.
Steve.
Stranger with a gun. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
It was Stephen. PH.
Babadoo, 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 ba. As always, thank you so, so much for coming back week in, week out and listening to us two prattle on about utter bullshit. This is Shagmar Lenoid and we are now part of the Acast Creator Network.
Guys, thank you so much for listening. As I said before, please continue to like, rate and subscribe. Oh, we forgot to mention, we saw our physical book today.
We
didn't
did.
We? The publisher sent us a video of it. We haven't been sent it yet, but we're going to get the physical book soon. That's very exciting. And just as a reminder, it's out on the 3rd of September. And we will see you next week.
Bye.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.